Hey there, my name is Sam Okus. I am the editor-in-chief at Nation's Restaurant News, bringing you a very special edition of the Extra Serving Podcast. That's right, this week we are thrilled to go live with NRN's Top 500 list, giving you a definitive look at restaurant chain performance in 2020. We have partnered with Data Central and its Firefly 500 platform on this year's Top 500, and it is chock full of insights that can help you benchmark your own brand's performance and strategize for the year ahead. But we are not stopping there. To dig in just a little deeper on how brands fared in 2020, each day this week, right here on the Extra Serving feed, we are going to provide you with an exclusive interview with a brand leader on how they managed to succeed in 2020 and how they're emerging from the pandemic even stronger than before. These snapshots of success give you exclusive access to the winning strategies that are helping restaurant companies navigate uncharted waters, and hopefully will provide you with the ideas for tackling challenges you face in your own business. Stay tuned for more snapshots of success, not only every day this week, but also in the coming weeks and months ahead as we explore what exactly went right for those brands that closed 2020 with positive stories to tell. So be sure to subscribe to the Extra Serving Podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we will be feeding you with those stories, with those interviews, with executives from some of the top 500 brands. Also, be sure to head to NRN.com to catch up on all of our top 500 coverage, including a robust data package with sales and unit count information for the nation's top 500 chain restaurants. And now, let's roll into today's Snapshots of Success interview from NRN's 2021 Top 500.
Before I throw it over to Ron, I do have a quick word from our Top 500 sponsor, Smithfield. No menu is complete without the big three of breakfast. Bacon, breakfast sausage, and ham. That's why Smithfield partnered with an esteemed group of chefs from across the food service landscape to discuss the possibilities of the big three breakfast proteins, as well as offer insights, ideas, and recipes that we are excited to pass on to you. Visit SmithfieldMorningsAndMore.com. That's SmithfieldMorningsAndMore.com, mornings with an S, AndMore.com. And now back to the podcast.
Good day and welcome to the Extra Serving Podcast. My name is Ron Ruggles. I'm senior editor with Nation's Restaurant News. I had the good fortune to sit down with AJ Kumaran, co-CEO with Todd Graves of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. And here's our conversation.
You know, honestly, I just believe that we're just getting warmed up. 2020 was incredible year for us. But that said, the 25 years of work that we have put into growing our brand, it is all just coming together nicely and propelling us forward right now. Our vision has always been to grow restaurants all over the world and be the brand for quality chicken finger meals, right? You know, and then also be that great place for our crew members with a cool culture and also be actively involved in our communities. That's our vision. And in 2020, we hit it on all cylinders. You know, despite the pandemic, we grew our crew members, which is the first thing I always talk about, by almost 10,000 new crew members joined our workforce. We opened about 62 new restaurants. We acquired a couple of the last franchisees that we have had. So we are a company-owned domestic system. And we're not slowing down. So 2021 is going to be even bigger and better. We have aspirations to grow about another 85 new restaurants and enter about 15 to 20 new markets in the next 12 months, which is incredible growth. We are entering our 31st state coming up here soon in Milwaukee. It's been a great growth. What excites me the most, though, is all about the crew members. We have, like I said, added over 10,000 new crew members. This year, when we wrap up, we'll have almost 40,000 crew members, a little more than that probably. And we have, almost 1,500 internally promoted managers on top of all the new managers externally coming in and multi-restaurant leaders, et cetera, et cetera. It is fun to watch. And we are also very excited about how great these new market entries have been In fact, we are entering Salt Lake City tomorrow. So tomorrow is the first restaurant opening in Salt Lake City, one out of many, many coming up in that market. In that market, over the last 2 weeks, we've had our food truck, you know, the Raising Cane's food truck over there, you know, being involved in the community. We've given almost 25,000 meals to frontline workers and schools, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to be a very exciting opening. The fanfare, if you may, and the customer reaction has been just incredible. So I give you a long answer. You know, I attribute all of it to our crew members, honestly. That has been our strength for the last 24 years. It is going to be our strength for the next 24 and beyond, you know. So it has been good.
Hello, just one quick word from our sponsor before I get you back to the podcast. No menu is complete without the big three of breakfast: bacon, breakfast sausage, and ham. That's why Smithfield partnered with an esteemed group of chefs from across the food service landscape to discuss the possibilities of the big three breakfast proteins, as well as offer insights, ideas, and recipes that we are excited to pass on to you. Visit smithfieldmorningsandmore.com. That is S-M-I-T-H-F-I-E-L-D, mornings with an S-A-N-D, more.com. And now, back to the podcast.
What about the Raising Cane's concept makes it a good place to work?
You know, we believe in having a cool culture and making sure crew members are where it begins and ends, you know? So we think about every little aspect of our crew members, even the uniforms that we provide them. The Cane's Love, which is a significant part of our P&L, is dedicated towards recognizing, rewarding our crew members constantly. We call it the three R's: the respect, reward, and recognition for our crew members is what we do. And you know, it's a fun place to work. If you ask one of our crew members, hey, what is it like to work at Raising Cane's? And I quote them, almost all of them would singularly say, oh, it's cool. That their language is cool. And what we aspire to do every day is to bring that cool culture to life. And look, when all the companies, obviously, we all know we're in the middle of probably the largest labor shortage that this business, or really any business, has ever faced. And everybody is out there trying to do sign-on bonuses and things like that. And people always ask us, what are you doing? I say nothing different. You know, we have been doing the right thing for a long time. We share in our success with our crew members. So we continue to do that. In fact, just this year, up until now, we've given almost $5 million to frontline crew members in bonuses. You know, and we continue doing that. As we grow, we want them to grow with us. We have opportunities for them to grow. We've opportunity them to do anything they want to do. And almost 70% of our crew members are first-time employees ever in their lifetime. So it's meaningful work. You know, it makes me very happy.
To growth, part of that, everybody's complaining about construction costs and the inability to find labor in construction. What hurdles do you see to growth in the coming year?
You know, just like the rest of the industry, we are definitely seeing construction costs going up. We're definitely seeing shortage in labor, et cetera. But honestly, Ron, we did not slow down. So last year, we took probably about an 8 to 10 week pause, like everybody did. But most of them kind of stayed in that pause. But we immediately got back on track in terms of opening restaurants, you know. So we had been there for those construction teams and stuff like that during the bad times, during the pandemic. We had always been there. We never really stopped. But, you know, we slowed down a little bit for a few weeks. But otherwise, you know, just like our crew members, for the construction companies and stuff like that too, we are somebody they counted on during that pandemic. And, you know, we were never late with an invoice or anything. So I think that's helping us today.
Was there anything you did in the pandemic that you see as a lasting impact on how you operate the business?
You know, I will say it was a reinforcement of our values, you know, and that is a lasting impact. It was a reinforcement that if you do one thing and one thing better than anybody else and stay focused and make sure our crew members are number one and always in front of everything that what we do, I think it'll pay off. In fact, you remember this, you know, we were one of the first companies to announce not a single person will get laid off in our company. We call it no crew left behind. And, you know, that mantra, if I could call it that, really resonated with our crew members and customers alike. And even customers see it, and they see that through the smiles in our crew members. And it's not that it's a new thing, but it was a reinforcement of something that we've always done, that there is nothing to change here. You know, it's continuing in the path that we're on.
You mentioned earlier the three R's in your culture. One of them got garbled. Would you repeat the three R's?
Yeah, the three R's: respect, reward, and recognize. You know, that is, you know, it's simple things, right? These are high school kids and they're making a toast. Our culture is positive motivational management. So when you walk by that toast griddle, when that kid is flipping the toast, you look at that toast and say, man, that toast looks awesome, you know? And for that kid, you know, it's not just, oh, thank you. You know, it is reinforcement of what they do. And it's all the little things. They work very, very, very hard. I mean, you know, restaurant industry jobs are easy. And these are also young kids learning basics of working in the first time in their life. So it's very important as leaders, we think about that, you know, in restaurant industry, that is the first job for 60 to 70% of Americans, you know? So we gotta be mindful of that and talk to them and lead them and coach them in a positive manner, which is what respect, reward, and recognition is all about. You know, when you see someone doing the right thing, call that out, it makes a big difference.
What do you see for the future of your brand with delivery, or you're pretty much, how much is to go at this point?
Look, I mean, we do a significant portion of our business through drive-thrus, and we have a significant, a material portion through takeouts, and our newly introduced mobile order has been very popular among the customers as well. And look, we have opened up our dining rooms now, and they are busy too. So we are busier than ever before. And our dining rooms are full, our drive-thrus are busy, our takeout is busy, and our mobile ordering is nicely ramping up. That's where we are. Delivery, Ron, you and I have talked about this before. I don't see that model working for us, you know, maybe in the future. Right now, in this business, it's razor-thin margins, you know? It is pennies on the dollar is what you make. And these fees do not make sense for these small meals being delivered, you know, so we haven't formed any active partnership with any delivery companies. And I just can't see that working right now.
How about recruitment at this point? You said you hire a lot of younger workers. Do you have a secret sauce for recruitment?
Treat people well. Treat people well. You know, that is the secret sauce. Treat people well, and it's a lot of people say treat them the way you want to be treated. You know, and you heard the cliche, of course, saying you know, treat them the way they want to be treated. You know, but more importantly, treat them staying true to your values and your culture. Our values are that crew is our number one priority, and we will not waver on that. Which is why we were one of the first restaurants to close down our dining rooms when this pandemic happened, which is why we are one of the last restaurants to open up our dining rooms. It's all grounded on our guiding principles and values, not business pressure. So that is our secret sauce when it comes to crew member. They see a great place to work, a place to have fun, a place they will work hard at, but they will learn a lot of things in whatever they want to do in life. And they also see great opportunities to grow with us and grow their careers. You know, we have 17-year-olds joining us, by the time they're 25, they're becoming a restaurant partner with us and well on their way to having $1 million in net worth by the time they're 30 to 35, you know, which rattles them, right? So it's something interesting. We also recently added a slate of new benefits to our crew members. Every single crew member is eligible for education benefits in our company now, which is significant. You know, they can get a lot of money towards progressing their education while they are working hard and having fun with us. We have expanded many of our medical benefits. We formed partnerships with many schools, including SMU here locally in Dallas and LSU, where they could get special discounts to promote to grow their careers and education. So yes, crew, the simple answer is secret sauce is do what's right by the crew, stick to your values, and that always pays off.
You mentioned going into new markets and you're sending the food truck ahead to kind of whet people's appetite. Is that a common thing for Raising Cane's?
It is new. We of course got a food truck made last year. It has been a massive success. In fact, lots of celebrities are constantly, it is not available for sale, by the way. We are not selling it to anybody. We are only sending it to, lots of people requesting it. So we are trying hard to keep up and send it to those places. But when we enter markets, active community involvement has been a core to our DNA from day one. So we want to be involved and engaged in our communities. And food truck gives us a great way to do that ahead of time before that first restaurant opens. So like, for example, in Salt Lake City, we visited dozens of hospitals, lots of frontline workers, schools, faith-based organizations, just to help them raise funds for their cause and stuff like that. And also have a taste of what is to come in their backyard, some quality chicken finger meals. So that is definitely a part of our playbook moving forward. So I expect that to happen all across. In fact, we're about to take on Cane's Across America, where we will be taking the food truck all across America and going through that. So more to come on that.
Excellent. Success in the future. What do you think it depends on for the Raising Cane's brand?
Crew members. And that's number one, because without crew members, you cannot do anything. But I'll tell you, if I just sum it all up, staying true to who we are, staying true to our founding values, and always being students of the business, I think that will be critical to our success. We're not people who believe that what is not broke, don't fix it. That is not a good attitude, right? You know, even if it's not broke, always try to improve yourself, better yourself, and grow yourself. That's the way we look at things. We are never complacent, and complacency is actually a quick ride to failure. So although we're doing well today and we are grateful, we will never be complacent. We'll never take anything for granted. We'll continue being students and continue to exceed our own expectations, which are already pretty high.
Speaking of expectations, you're saying how many new restaurants this year?
We should have about 85 to 90 new restaurants this year. And then we should have well over 100 restaurants next year.
And any changes in how you're building these, format, design?
We have, added some, elements to a lot of our kitchens and stuff like that moving forward. So, we have recognized that as we get bigger sites, we could add more into them. We're always evolving our buildings. But fundamentally, we're going to have great drive-thrus that are, fast, and you'll have the same smiling crew members serving in all channels. We'll have great dining rooms. We've been adding patios way before this pandemic started. We continue to make them bigger and better and nicer. It's a great space. A lot of companies are just now starting those, but we'll continue putting our focus on that. And that's about it, So It's quality chicken finger meal served at fast food speed and convenience. So it doesn't change a lot.
And your menu simplicity has remained pretty much constant since day one. How has that helped the brand?
You know, a lot of people, in fact, when people call it simple, I always correct them. It's not simple, it's focused. And focused is hard. Focus is not easy. There are a lot of people who think focus is easy and jump into it, right? Focus means your customer, every single customer knows your product just as good as you or even better than you. So, and that is hard. So we absolutely intend to remain focused because doing that one thing consistently better than anybody else, that's what our customers expect. They expect a quality chicken finger meal. When they open that box, they want to know it's perfect. We call it the perfect box. And, you know, it's always striving to be perfect, right? Because you never reach perfection kind of journey.
And what, for you personally, what is the most satisfying thing about growth and Raising Cane's success?
Oh, my God. No questions. You know, crew members and customers. Seeing our crew members join our journey and also grow with us, that is incredibly satisfying. You know, we have, I call it, we do this series called This Is My Cane's Stories. I mean, these Cane stories of many of these crew members are truly around inspiring stuff. Kids who've joined us when they were like 16, 17 years old, now they are, you know, on their way to being multimillionaires in net worth because they've grown a career with us, you know. They've had raised a family, they now have kids, and those kids are now beginning to eat canes and someday looking forward to working with us. That is inspiring stuff. Secondly, our customers, you know. We work very hard to make sure that we stay true to what we do. And, you know, of course we make mistakes like anybody else, but we try our level best, which makes them love us. And that customer excitement around markets that we haven't even entered to. Like if you go into our social media, please bring canes here, please bring canes here, please bring canes here. And I'm like, wow, I can't get it everywhere, you know? It's exciting.
Just in the future, as you're looking at it right now, what either fills you with anticipation or fills you with dread?
I look forward to that day when we have 100,000 crew members, right? That just really, it's like an aspirational thing for me. One thing that I always think about constantly, like it puts a smile on my face. That's a special day. That's going to be a special day. And I'm going to stop there, but it's a special day to a milestone to look forward to. We're going to be 40 this year. 3 years from now or so, we should be getting 100,000 crew members. That's special. Dread? Oh, my God. You know, we are now open 24/7 somewhere in the world, whether that is the Middle East or somewhere. We're serving chicken finger meals. I always worry about crew safety, you know? I mean, it's you know, I don't want to get that call. So we put safety as a big priority. You saw that through the pandemic too, because I don't want to make a call to that spouse, that mother, that significant other, what have you, and talk about something bad that happened in our restaurant. So we make a big effort for that. So that's a dread. And that's what I look forward to.
And that is perfect. I think that's a good way to end it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Extra Serving. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new snapshot of success to celebrate our top 500 launch. Until then, have a great day.